This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Garrett. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. Good to see you, Robert.
Good to see you. And Bob is the president and CEO of Hackensack Meridian Health, which is the largest healthcare integrated organization in all of New Jersey. I want to talk with you first about growth and transformation, because you've been with the organization since 1990, and then when you became co-CEO and CEO, there were many areas you completely transformed in to build the organization you have today, which is so integrated. Talk about what you learned from the whole process of the transformation and define what the organization is today.
Yes, so Robert, thanks again for having me. This is a great opportunity. And you know what I really learned over the years is that transformation is really in our mission at Hackensack Meridian Health. Our mission is to transform healthcare and to be the leader of positive change. It really boils down to, I think, three very important principles. One is strategic partnerships. A second is integration being a key component of a successful transformation. And then innovation itself is a key component, because an innovative organization is one that can really be transformative. So I certainly can drill down and give you a couple of examples of what we were able to do, particularly with the Carrier Clinic and with Braven Health, which is a great partnership between Horizon Blue Cross and Blue Shield and Hackensack Meridian Health, where we created a new company and we're offering senior citizens a new Medicare Advantage product in New Jersey.
Well, it's really interesting, all the transformations you've done. And the question is, what advice do you have to CEOs about being a transformative CEO? And I ask this to you because you were cited in 2021 as one of the top 10 transformative CEOs in healthcare.
Stay with your mission. Stay close to your mission. In our case, it is to transform healthcare, to be the leader of positive change. Think about it each and every day. Think about the strategies. Think about the tactics that you're putting in place. But make sure they're very much aligned with your mission. Because if you're going to transform healthcare, number one, it has to be aligned with your overall mission. And then, as I said, I think, you know, transformation's all about being innovative, creating a culture of innovation. It's about integration, because otherwise you're going to have silos. And in our case, you would have a confederation of hospitals that aren't even necessarily working together. If you're going to really truly, you know, if you're going to really truly be transformational, you need to make sure you integrate care, you integrate your systems, you integrate your processes, your wages, your benefits, etc. It's really, really important. And so I would say the other piece in terms of being a transformative leader is to have a bold vision at all times, to be able to execute on the vision. You know, surround yourself with great people. Make sure your organization is positioned so that it can be nimble, it can be adaptable. We all know today how unpredictable healthcare is today. If COVID taught us anything, it's that point about unpredictability. So that's why I really feel that, you know, I surround myself with exceptional leaders. I give them the resources to execute the vision for Hackensack Meridian Health, and we stay close to our mission each and every day.
So you've had so many partnerships. How do you determine, when you talk about integration, if you take something from the mothership, Hackensack Meridian, or if you take something from a partner who may be absorbed into your organization?
Yeah, you know, I think it starts with the premise that, you know, we have a lot of talent, we have a lot of aspects of our organization, but you know what, we can't necessarily do everything ourselves. And that's why I've always believed in the power of partnerships. So, you know, the Carrier Clinic is a great example. We were providing mental health services, we were providing behavioral health services, but frankly, Robert, I wasn't happy with how they were being provided. They weren't necessarily being coordinated. We weren't as accessible as we could be. And when I think about the statistics, they were daunting. Mental illness and addiction, you know, are among the most devastating and costly illnesses in the nation. The statistic now is 1 out of 5 people struggle with mental diseases, mental health diseases.
1 out of 5.
1 out of 5 in the country.
Pretty significant.
The U.S. alone loses $200 billion annually in lost productivity due to behavioral health types of issues. So we decided to go to the best, and we decided to merge with the Carrier Clinic, which was recognized as New Jersey's leading behavioral health care provider. And we had 3 goals in mind, and we made sure we were aligned with the Carrier Clinic in these goals. The first goal was to improve access to care. And, you know, one of the examples there is we set out right away to open what turned out to be New Jersey's first and one of the nation's first behavioral health urgent care center. If you think about it, so many people that are in a mental illness, that have a mental illness, that are in crisis, they end up in the emergency department. In an emergency department that could be overcrowded, that's very complex, and sometimes they kind of get lost in the shuffle, and that's just not acceptable. So many times they can come to an urgent care center, they can easily access the urgent care center, they can be met with a mid-level provider that could kind of triage them. If they need a psychiatrist and the psychiatrist isn't there, let's say, they can hook up with a psychiatrist through telepsychiatry, telehealth. They can be followed up. It's just a lot better system. And then if they do need hospitalization, they can be referred from that urgent care center to the appropriate hospital. So that was one thing, was to improve access to care. The second thing with the Carrier Clinic was to better coordinate care. So it was just too fragmented. So we really took a look at how we were providing behavioral health, and we now incorporate behavioral health protocols in how we care for all patients, because so many patients do have behavioral health issues that underlie even their medical disease or their medical issues. And then the third piece is to innovate treatment. You know, I mentioned innovation before as being, you know, a key part of transformation. It's really important. So we're using new technologies. We're using telehealth, but we're also using new technologies to help us diagnose mental illness, and then to actually formulate a treatment plan for those who have a mental illness or a behavioral health or substance abuse issue. So I do think that, you know, it's important that the goals are aligned. And in the case of the Carrier Clinic, it was a great example of, you know, we kind of looked from within and we said, you know, yeah, we could easily just say, hey, we're doing it. You know, we're doing it the best that anybody could provide those types of services. But instead, we said, you know what? We do need a partner. We need somebody with this expertise that could help carry out the mission, because when we saw those daunting statistics, we just felt that we needed somebody that could help us carry out that mission and really make a difference. And in a short period of time, I think we are really making a big difference in New Jersey when it comes to providing behavioral health services.
I know when we talk about sponsorships, when we talk about partnerships, your DNA is really about innovation more than anything. And when you look at technology and innovation, one of the greatest things I think you've done, and I'm on hospital boards, I've been in healthcare my whole life, is actually how you reinvented medical education. You've done something, again, which is, to my mind, it's really unprecedented out of the 5,000 hospitals in America.
Yeah, that's thank you. You know, I think reinventing medical education is so important. It's something that you know, has been on my mind for a long time. You know, let me start with the talking about the social determinants of health, because it really starts there in terms of medical education. You know, we're taking a new approach to improve outcomes and lower costs by really understanding the social determinants of health. So, you know, the network has taken a robust population health strategy so we can provide more support, particularly to underserved communities, and focus more on prevention and more access to care closer to home. We took that principle And we said, okay, let's start at the beginning of and reinvent medical education so that future doctors will think about healthier communities, think about making people healthy, not just treating people for illness, but actually focusing in on prevention. So in 2018, we opened a new school of medicine. It was the first private medical school in New Jersey in over 60 years, and the focus has totally been on innovation, Robert. We developed, as an example, we developed a three-year program for graduation so that, and the principle behind that three-year program is that students can graduate in 3 years so they can save on that fourth year of medical tuition, which is a real tremendous issue out there. Medical school affordability is a huge issue. But it also is a great pipeline for Hackensack Meridian because those students that choose the three-year program will automatically do a residency program at one of the Hackensack Meridian residency sites. And statistics show where these students do their residencies, they will actually stay and practice medicine. So it gives us a pipeline of talent really for generations to come.
This is Robert Griese on the CEO Show. We've been speaking so far with Bob Garrett, who is the president and CEO of Hackensack Meridian Health, New Jersey's largest integrated health organization. We're going to take a commercial break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk about leadership and disruption.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bob Garrett, who is been cited as top 10 transformative CEOs in America in 2021, and he's the CEO and president of Hackensack Meridian Health. So today, Meridian Health, really through all of your leadership philosophy, is disrupting this.
Important, I think, an important part of leadership to think about disruption and disruption in a healthy way. You know, I've mentioned the School of Medicine before, and that certainly is disrupting how medical education is delivered, and we think it's a model really for the future for the nation. So let me give you a couple examples that happened just in the past year. At our Center for Discovery and Innovation, we developed the first COVID-19 commercial test. We literally had our first COVID patient on March 4th, and by March 12th, this new test was developed. The only test that was available at that time in the U.S. was the CDC test. So what our scientists did, and they were incentivized to be innovative, to be disruptive, what they did was they took that CDC formula, that CDC COVID-19 test, coupled it with what the World Health Organization had developed, and that was based on a test out of some laboratories in Germany. They took the best of both of those tests, they developed their own test, and were able to, literally within weeks, get it on the market. And in the early days of COVID, it made such a difference. It was a huge game changer. So instead of waiting for test results for patients that we suspected who had COVID, sometimes waiting 7, 10, 14 days, we literally got results within a few hours. And it turned out to be a big game changer. And to this day, it is still being used as a diagnostic tool for COVID.
Let's go into that. You've talked about how post-pandemic and going through crisis, you get stronger. How do you think healthcare in America as a whole will emerge from the post-pandemic?
I think healthcare in America as a whole will change as a result of the pandemic. First of all, I think what this showed is that we need to build our public health system up in the U.S. You know, other countries have a very strong public health system, and they were able to respond, I think, a lot more effectively to a pandemic like COVID. So I think the United States is going to have to invest more money into public health care. It's been, you know, cut really for generations, you know, under both parties and for a long period of time. So it's something that we're going to really need to address as a nation. In terms of the health care delivery system, I think the delivery system will change. The lessons learned about people wanting care closer to home, people wanting care in their home. People are going to be spending more time at home. They spent more time at home already during COVID. I don't think those trends are going to reverse. We need to think about it. By the way, more people are working from home, and I think that's going to be a permanent fixture going forward. You know, that work from home strategy and that work from home reality. So we need to think about healthcare being delivered closer to or in people's homes. So I think there will be a big focus on ambulatory care, on home care, and on technology that can literally take somebody from their home, really connect them with their providers, wherever their providers might be, and be able to not only diagnose them, but be able to treat them remotely. That's going to be the way of the world. So I think those organizations, those healthcare organizations, whether they're physicians, physician groups, hospitals, healthcare systems, they will change, and they will be focused in these very specific areas going forward. Those that are able to do that and make that transformation will actually be stronger coming out of COVID. Those that don't will have a real issue going forward.
So, Bob, 2020 was obviously an unprecedented, challenging year. 36,000 associates, what's your take on how they were performing?
You know what, Robert? I am just so proud of our team and how they performed during this pandemic. I've said this before, and I'll say it again right here, that when the books are written about this pandemic, the frontline healthcare heroes, the true people that took care of COVID patients day after day, will go down as true American heroes. I can't thank them enough from the bottom of my heart. They did a superb job. And the team around me, my leadership team, they were amazing. They literally worked around the clock, day and night, to come up with new ideas, innovations, ways to respond to this this COVID pandemic. And I can't thank them enough. And, Robert, I think one of the keys to this whole pandemic has been communication. And, we've said that in leadership for years. You can't communicate enough. And during this pandemic, we took the opportunity to beef up our communications even more so than we did before the pandemic. We literally were sending out communications day after day to our board members, to our community, to our frontline team members, to the folks working behind the scenes, to our physicians, giving them up-to-date information, telling them, reinforcing some of the messages out there about the hard work and how it's paying off. But I'll tell you what, I just can't say enough about those men and women that make up Hackensack Meridian Health. They truly are my heroes.
As we talk about the future, my final question to you, Bob, is what's a prediction you have for 2021?
Can I predict about the New York Giants for 2021? I actually do predict the New York Giants will improve in 2021, but that's my major prediction, and I do think that will happen. So to my friends at the New York Giants, I have faith in all of you there, and I think we're going to have a better football team. But beyond football, I do think that that COVID-19 and this pandemic will ultimately in 2021 make us a stronger nation. You know, as more people get vaccinated into the spring, summer, or fall, you know, I think our COVID rates will continue to decline. I don't think we're going to be COVID free, but I think we're going to be more under control. I do believe we're going to strengthen our public health system. I think there's going to be a burning desire to do it. I believe that you'll see more research funding before the end of this year. And I think all of those strategic investments in healthcare that I'm predicting for this year, I think will be really really important and will strengthen healthcare moving forward. So I think my prediction is by the end of this year, you know, COVID will be more under control, won't be totally eradicated, but more under control. I think that that healthcare will be strengthened, and people will rethink their lifestyles. I think we may never be exactly the same. You know, everybody talks about the new norm. I think that new norm will start to emerge by the end of 2021, and it will be a hybrid between what was pre-COVID and what was during COVID. I don't think we're going back to what was pre. I don't think we're going to stay at how we lived our lives during COVID. I think there's going to be this new norm, which will be a hybrid. And I think you'll see that, Robert, by starting to emerge by the end of 2021.
On that inspirational note, Bob, I'd like to thank you for being a guest on the CEO Show.
It was a pleasure to talk with you and to see you again, and I wish you the best of health, and please stay safe during these very troubling times.
Thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Steve Spinelli. How are you, Steve?
I'm terrific. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're running hard.
There you have it. And speaking of running hard, you have been a lifelong learner. So let's talk about how, after co-founding Jiffy Lube, how you went on to become Dr. Steve Spinelli and president of Babson College.
You know, thank you for the question, because it is an intimate example for me of how I see education playing a role in commerce and in people's lives. And when we did Jiffy Lube, we started it up. It's a tough road, and I don't care what startup you're involved in. Frankly, any enterprise, it can be a real tough slug. And as we're going along, the dynamics of it, and I was young and I wasn't sure of myself, I went off and said, I got to get some more education. And I went to Babson at night as a student, and that started my knowledge of Babson. And everything I did at night in the classroom, I would take back the next morning to Jiffy Lube. And I saw this clear interplay between thinking deeply and acting decisively. And there was very little time between when I would get home from a 9 o'clock class to 7 o'clock in the morning to open the stores. I put that into play right away. And that whole dynamic sort of environment was so invigorating. It became a way of life for me. So when we built Jiffy Lube, then we sold Jiffy Lube, it felt natural to keep learning. And frankly, I think the human condition requires you to keep learning. What I found was when I could curate that in a logical way, to logical ends through entrepreneurship, to solve a problem, to create value, it was much more fulfilling, both sort of personally and psychically and socially and financially. So the marriage of thought and action, work and being an entrepreneur and learning, seems to me to be from whole cloth. They are intimately associated.
So, Steve, there are 4,700 colleges and universities in the United States of America. Let's talk from a competitive marketing and positioning standpoint. How do you differentiate Babson?
It's a great question, because I think it's intimate to the whole model of higher education. There's 4,700, roughly, colleges and universities in the United States today. I'm not sure there'll be that many tomorrow. So competitive positioning is an essential component to your existence and future as a college. The fact is that Babson has always been a business specialty school. You come to Babson and you're going to get a bachelor's degree in management or a master's degree in business, and some with some flavor of specificity or concentration or major. So we have a clear value proposition. We are creating leaders for the future in industry and society, and we expect that you're going to go solve problems and create value. There is a clear value proposition, and that distinctiveness and that ability to be really focused allows for a value proposition and a differentiation that is clear in the marketplace.
And Babson is really defined as the top entrepreneurial school. I've seen every single year for about the past 25 years you've been rated number one.
Babson is a unique college. We've always been a business specialty school, and we further refined that by really looking at entrepreneurship as our core competency. I've said to a lot of folks that the new business degree is entrepreneurship. They ought to be schools of entrepreneurship. In fact, we have one here at Babson. We've been ranked number one in entrepreneurship for 26 years, and we continue to evolve. It is the part of entrepreneurship that is so exciting and so important in the current environment. To manage means to go along a path. To be entrepreneurial means to solve a problem. Using all the skills you have to use as a manager and as a decision maker, but understanding is tremendously dynamic, and more so today than ever. And anybody that thinks it's going to go back to some normal place, I think, is delusional. That we are embedded in a whole different environment of rapid change and increased pace of variables. And entrepreneurship is the answer to that.
So let's talk about entrepreneurship and the concept. How does that relate to corporations who are large corporations and may not have as much entrepreneurship inside of them?
Entrepreneurship has many facets. We've taught for many, many years the entrepreneurial process, opportunity recognition, building teams, business models, return on investment, all of those kinds of entrepreneurial process issues. What we do in a sophisticated way now is to focus on the leader, the entrepreneur, the mindset that is ubiquitous in society. I would go beyond, certainly go beyond the startup. No, it's required of the startup to have an entrepreneurial mindset, looking for the problem, looking for the solutions, creating value out of that. I would suggest it's equally important for the leaders of larger corporations. If the pace of change is going to continue to accelerate as we believe, then your dynamic decision-making has to accelerate in advance of that.
So you're saying you need more agility as a CEO, and entrepreneurship drives that agility.
And you have to, with the understanding that you're going to make some mistakes and you're going to create some value in the long run. And that value will be commensurate with the risk if you're a really smart entrepreneur, or maybe even exceed it.
So how do you take those lessons of entrepreneurship to CEOs, being you are a university, a college?
You know, part of what Babson believes is in a long life of learning. Again, everyone learns their entire life. You almost can't avoid it. You see signs, people talk to you, read the newspaper. What we believe is that learning can be curated, that we can bring a special knowledge to that pace of change. In fact, if the pace of change is going to be greater, then the units of learning, how much you need to know, is going to accelerate also. You can't use what you were at 22 to do what the decisions you're going to have to make at 32 or 42 or 52 or 72. What we need is to transform learning from a four-year experience in a college to an 80-year life of enrichment. And when we get into that pattern, listen, we're a business specialty school with the number one ranking in entrepreneurship. So kids come here and they get degrees, and grown-ups come here and get degrees in business. Everyone, once they graduate from college, is a business major. I don't care if you're a musician or a scientist. If you don't understand how to create value, if you don't understand how you fit in the company, in the ecosystem, in the society, if you don't provide that value, you're not going to have the kind of life you expect to have. Not in today's world.
Yeah, and more than anything, you could see in today's world how quickly things are moving. And as you've talked about being a lifelong learner, let's talk about how you put together partnerships with corporations. How does that really work out?
You know, it's interesting, Robert. I come from the Jiffy Lube background. I'm chairman of the board of Planet Fitness. I think in terms of franchising and as a partnership, as a collaboration, as people who have a like-minded belief, a mission that they believe in, a core set of values that they agree on, a partnership that goes and creates value. That kind of partnership has to extend into the larger definition of what the ecosystem is. Where are your graduates from Babson College going to go, and how are they going to influence the world? Those, where they go and where they fit in the organizations, in the communities, in the governments, that should be connected to learning. They should understand each other and understand how to collaborate, understand how to define a problem, look at what strategy is. The great promise of diversity is better decision-making, is more value.
The great promise of diversity is better decision-making, and that's really what you're driving at.
I am, and that better decision-making is going to make a better life for you and me and everyone else. That's the real value. And if we don't collaborate, I can't understand who you are. And I need to understand the business, the context, the supply chain, the community, that holistic three-dimensional kind of understanding. We can teach that. We can help you curate that kind of experience. And we should.
If there was anything, and I love your passion on this, that you could give to a CEO and say, here is a tool that is going to help your organization grow. What is that package you're giving? Is it how to think? Is it how to be agile? Is it how to be an entrepreneurial mindset? Is it how to collaborate? What is it?
Listen carefully, act decisively, process continuously. If it could just get you into that mindset, listen carefully, act decisively, process continually. We should give you credits at Babson for an MBA if you could really live your life that way.
Inspirationally, Steve, great having you on the CEO show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Steve Spinelli and president of Babson College. When we look at America, when we look at the world, that spirit is what's going to drive success and help us pivot, because we know that it's not going to be the same old playbook. As my good friend Len Green says, you know, you have the entrepreneurial playbook. So,
yeah, and you and Len are correct that the playbook is now a dynamic streaming system. It's not printed on a piece of paper. It's a bunch of electrons, and they can change the words and change the plays. And if we're not deeply engaged in that process, we can get off the page pretty quickly.
You've had a lot of successes in your life, but how about failures, Steve? What is a failure you had, and what did you learn from that failure?
You know, there's been a lot of failures, or there's been a lot of times I didn't achieve my goal. The only real failures I've had is when I didn't work hard enough, or I didn't follow through fast enough, and I wasn't up to the game. And there's a lot of those little flaws that sort of happen along the way, and I beat myself up about that because I could control those. But some of the failures, you know, you go into a market at Jiffy Lube and it doesn't work. And you lose a lot of money, and it's costly, and there's a problem with it. The next time I went to a new market, I knew where those landmines were, and so I learned a lot. Yeah, I have the, and this is the glass half full all the time kind of mentality, I must admit. One of my pet peeves about higher education is you come and take a test, and we mark you down. So you start, we believe you start with 100, and then we mark you down. I don't want to mark you down. I want to build you up. So if you make a mistake, you learn. And how do you learn from that and pivot? I got better at site acquisition. I brought some of that knowledge and understanding of multiple unit franchisee operations to Planet Fitness. You take that bit of knowledge and you say, where can I create value in the long run? Failure is an investment in the future.
So let's look at education as a whole, as a concept. What do you think is wrong about education today and needs to change to build the society that we want?
Let me first say that education, the reason I'm in education is I believe it is the lifeblood of a free society and a growing society. So I don't think education is going to fail. I think, you know, there's a lot of pressure on higher education and colleges and universities, but the intimate need of society for education and for colleges and for the scholarly debate and the heated exchange of ideas in a respectful way.
Okay, all of that works. We got it. It's already a really good system. What do we do to elevate education to the next level? We pivoted during this pandemic, right? So there's no going back. What is the better model going forward?
We have to in a very business school-like way, we have to stop thinking about cost and start thinking about value in a much more intimate way. I'm going to create value for you over a lifetime, and I want to engage you in that relationship. You know, it's like my doctor or my lawyer. I go to a lawyer and he really does a great job, and then we build a relationship, and then when I have a problem, I go and I call him my lawyer. I sort of own this relationship. In higher education, we haven't gotten there. We have you for 4 years and we send you away. We have this oblique relationship. If we really believe that the pace of change is such that the units of learning will increase, then we should have a lifelong relationship. And how do I foster that relationship? But think of it in just a pure business form. If I can extend this for a long time, if I have a 50 or 60-year relationship with you versus a 4-year relationship, the value that we can create together is going to be incredible, but the cost will be actually per unit less. That's number one. Number two is, because of COVID, for the first time in the history of the world, of humanity, we can get to almost everyone with those units of education and learning. We have the capability now, and we have ramped up across America to deliver you knowledge and understanding and communication and learning wherever you are, whatever you are, however you are situated. Now, and that's probably an exaggeration. It's probably only 70% of the population versus 20%.
What you're saying is that technology and innovation can transform education and make success ubiquitous.
No, I'm saying it is. And you keep up and you be a part of it and you learn from these changes. Survive, revive, and thrive are an intimately woven concept now. You learn from that or you're going away. You as an entity might very well fail. Education as an industry, as a part of society, is going to grow.
I want to shift over to one question, which I know you're passionate about, and that's customer service and the role of customer service and how it transforms businesses. And I think this is something you've done both sides of the equation. You've taught it, you've learned it, and you've done it yourself. Describe what needs to happen and what you'd like to see in customer service.
You know, it's really interesting, and it is relatively basic and super hard to do, is make a promise and keep it.
I love it. You know, the number one value in our company is we keep promises. That's it.
Yeah, if you do that, I will trust you. And if you make a promise and I say, well, I like that, I'll pay you for that. I will inherently give you a premium because I can trust you to do this. Make a promise and keep it. I promise if you don't study, I'll fail you. That's a promise you should keep. I promise you come to class, I'll give you whatever I got to do to make sure you're successful. That means you got to answer the phone at midnight. That means you got to set up office hours that are convenient. Make a promise and keep it.
So let's talk finally about your vision, about the future of Babson and what you believe Babson could do being part of the fabric of business, the economy, and society.
Yeah, you know, the sort of the larger framework, I think, is that Babson can really change business education. I think we can revolutionize entrepreneurship education, and I think we can impact all of education. I think it's reading, writing, and entrepreneurship are the three core skills that every student should have. Our strategy is it's in five words. Entrepreneurial leadership impacting ecosystems everywhere. It means we believe in entrepreneurship. We focus on the individual. We understand it's a collaboration. We know that it's going to be lifelong and that you're going to be dispersed in lots of different places and we can get to you.
On that note, inspirationally, Steve, great having you on the CEO show.
You're doing a great service for all of us, and this is part of the learning. You're part of the learning ecosystem I'm talking about, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.